This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Michael Beard, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-B-A-I-R-D. Date of birth 10/24/1947. Date of appointment May 15, 2023. Requesting physician Joshua Carlson, J-O-S-H-U-A-C-A-R-L-S-O-N. Dear Dr. Carlson, I have the pleasure of seeing Michael Beard today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 75-year-old, right-handed Caucasian man who started having vertigo in December 2022, seen by ENT, done aptly maneuver help. He does not have any more dizziness. Had MRI of the brain, which shows white matter changes. Lyme test was done, which is negative. His left hand is weak. Feet are numb and cold. He had a history of grand mal seizure in 2013. Before that, he was having a staring episode. He was seen by Dr. Timofey, T-I-M-O-F-E-E-V-E. Now he is on Keppra 500 milligram 2 times daily. He was hit in the head couple of times. Have decreased hearing on both sides. Have a history of hypertension. Past medical history. Atrial fibrillation, benign prostatic hypertrophy, hypertension, epilepsy, history of herpes zoster, hyperlipidemia, history of tumor of the urinary bladder, headache, vestibular neuronitis on the left side, benign positional vertigo, past surgical history of skin biopsy, cholecystectomy, nephrolithotomy, tonsillectomy, allergy, hydrochlorothiazide, penicillin, medication, amlodipine, apixaban, finasteride, Keppra 1000 milligram 2 times daily, lisinopril, potassium chloride, trazosin, social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, married, live with the wife, have 3 children, family history, mother deceased, father deceased, 2 sisters, 1 with AFib and 1 with pacemaker. 2 brothers, 1 disease, cancer of the bone. 1 has AFib. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found it that he has vertigo, headache, numbness in the feet, left hand is weak, physical examination, blood pressure 140 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, soft balls on present, next couple, there is no carotid bruit, There is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is decreased on both sides. Finger to nose. No dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity. No tremor. Motor system examination. Strength 5/5. Deep tender reflexes 2/4. In the upper extremity, lower extremity 1/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 75-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number one, white matter changes on the MRI. Number two, peripheral neuropathy. Number three, carpal tunnel syndrome. Number four, vertigo. Number five, headache. Number six, decreased hearing on both sides. Next paragraph. His MRI finding of white matter changes can be due to high blood pressure. Demyelinating disease is possibility. I discussed the possibility of lumbar puncture, but patient and the wife is not ready for that. Plus, at this age, the multiple sclerosis is very uncommon. For numbness and tingling in the feet and weakness of the hand, I would like to order EMG of the upper and lower extremities and blood tests including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity and vitamin D. I would like to see him back in my office when all these tests will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.